Amazement overtook them all, for many wonders and signs were being performed by the apostles. Those who believed lived together, shared all things in common. They would sell their property and goods, sharing the proceeds with one another as each had need. They met in the temple and they broke bread together in their homes every day. With joyful and sincere hearts, they took their meals in common, praising God and winning the approval of all the people. Day by day, God added to their numbers those who were being saved. It's a word from our holy scriptures. Thanks be to God. Who doesn't love a good meal around a table with family and friends, where the food is good, the conversation scintillating, the laughter unrestrained, and the stories abundant, everyone at the table taking a turn to share something, either a story or an opinion or a bad joke? From the youngest to the eldest, they get to speak around the table. Everybody can speak when you're sitting there at the table together. And if you're truly present to these moments with friends and family, you can be deeply aware of the blessing in just being in the company of others you love, others you care about, taking time to soak in the love and the beauty and the joy of this simple ritual that we do tens of thousands of times in our lifetimes. Because it is a ritual to sit down together and have a meal. It is these moments that sustain us through our lives. And it is probably the most common ritual we do together as community, sitting around a table for a meal. It is when we come together at tables that I sometimes feel most sad for those who don't have community. I can't even imagine not having community, not gathering around tables for times of celebration, times of sorrow, times of need, and just times of fellowship together. It is one of the most vital necessities of life, not just for the physical sustenance that we receive when sitting at the table, but for the emotional and spiritual nurture. We need it. We need to be together in community, to eat together, and to sit at table and share our stories with each other. It's the essence of community, the coming together at the table. This is why the communion table is always front and center each week when we enter into the sanctuary. And it's on the floor where we sit, not on the chancel, for a reason. Because it is the table of Christ and it is your table of the followers of Christ. It is the table around which we gather every Sunday, whether we are having communion or not. And contrary to what some people call it, what do some people call this? A get-together? Some people call it an altar. We in the United Church do not have an altar because we do not sacrifice anything in the church except maybe our egos sometimes. We have a communion table. Because it's for gathering around, for sharing a meal, for coming together to tell our ancient faith stories and our stories around the table. How many times in 19 years have we gathered around this table? Hundreds. Or sat at tables in the foyer for meals? Hundreds. I have sat with many of you, most of you, around tables, sometimes in your homes, sometimes to plan baptisms or weddings or funerals. I've sat around tables for way too many meetings and simply for fellowship. I have sat with some people in this community at tables in other countries, in Namibia and the Dominican Republic. We have gathered together for Seder meals and Thanksgiving turkey suppers. We have laughed and delighted in each other's company, had deep discussions, and shared our lives with each other. This is how we get to know each other around the table. Not in this worship setting, but around tables. I have sat around the table with refugees that we have sponsored, with abused women who lived in the apartment at the top of this building. I have played games with children and youth. We have laughed at each other's bad jokes and stories. I'm looking at you, Bill Calder. I have served meals and I have been served meals at the table of this community. Life is lived and memories are made around tables. It doesn't matter how old or young, rich or poor, educated or degreed, faithful, or even how political you are. When we meet around the table, we come as equals, offered whatever is on the table, and life is lived and shared at that table. So it was for the early church and remains today. Those early followers of Jesus met around the table to solidify their stories, to tell their stories of Jesus and of this nascent new church, to share in each other's joy, to weep with sorrow for each other's pain. The people of the early Jesus movement knew that in order to create community and build the church, they would have to come to the table to hear the stories, to encourage each other, to build the church, to get over their differences, to work out who they were and who they were to become. It all happens around the table. And the table where we sit today, around this communion table and the tables where you sit today, is still the same. We come regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what has happened in this week, regardless of how much hurt we have experienced or the joy we have experienced, to share our lives and tell the oldest stories of our traditions, expecting once again, every single week around the table, to remind it of who we are and what we're about. At this table, everyone is equal. No one is rejected or left out. For that is what Jesus wanted and what the early church did. There were no requirements for coming to the table except for your choice to be there. And while over the years we humans have done all kinds of things to keep people away from the table and created all kinds of rules for the table, God has no such requirements. If you choose to come to the table, you are welcome. No one will turn you away because you belong here at the table just as much as any other human being does. Each time and each week we come to the table reminded that Christ is the head of the table, not me, not any minister. We might offer some words of invitation and invite you to come to the table, but it's Christ who welcomes you. I've been here for a little while, and Reverend Marco will come, and he will also invite you to the table through invitation and institution, but that's not as important as you are. You are the people who come to sit around the table week after week after week and build the church and tell your stories, just as the early followers did. Remember also that when they came together, they determined to share what they had with those in need so that everyone was cared for. That's part of being at the table together. It's up to you to look after each other. The church has always done this. Whenever we put out a call with a need for someone in the community, whether it's our refugees, somebody in need, somebody outside our doors, you step up and pitch in. You have never failed to help others. And you have blessed so many people. So I'm going to invite you now for a few minutes to talk about a favorite memory that you have of sitting around the table, perhaps at this church, perhaps with family or other community. But think for a moment about what has been particularly meaningful or memorable for you in sitting around a table for somebody. And to give you just a moment to think about that, I'm going to tell you a little story of a memorable time I had with a group of people from this community. There have been many, but this one actually stands out for me. When I led a team of people from here to Namibia, Africa, We ate under this little hut, kind of. It did have a roof, nothing else. We ate outside, basically, with, at the end of the hut, the little cook shack, right, with a fire burning and the food cooking over the fire every night. On this particular day, we had come back from working on a community center in this particular little community in Namibia, and we were hot and smelly and sweaty and very tired. And it was just a rustic setting, to say the least. But my face was bright red. Like, I've never been burnt like that in my life, I gotta say. My face is bright red. But as the sun was setting, this beautiful red sun was setting over the plains in Africa, and we sat there in that little hut eating a meal of rice and meat, there was such a sense of camaraderie in that group and of satisfaction of achieving something and the joy of being in the team together there. This is one of many, many meals I have shared with people that are seared in my memory from this community of being around table with many of you. So, could be a simple meal, whatever it is. I invite you for a few moments now to share a good memory. Doesn't have to be a good memory, a memory of being around a table with others and sharing. If you're just a few in your group, you can join another group if you like, and at least got a chance to share a short memory. If you didn't, I think there's ice cream following the service, so get an ice cream bar and come back to your table and keep sharing. That's good. In just a few moments, we are going to come to the table and share this meal together. The last one I will preside over with you, though I hope it's not the last meal I might share with you or spend time with you. We will cross paths, I'm sure. But my prayer for you is that you will warmly welcome Marco to share this table with you, and together you will carry on with the good work and the good news of this community. And just as with all newcomers to a table, it will take time for you to get to know each other. You will be shy with him, and he will be shy with you. It will take time to build trust and a sense of comfort with each other. Give it time and don't give up on it. I understand he's very good with names, so yeah. You are many. He is one. Remember that. This community will still be, no matter what, the people who come to the table weekly to be the church. It's going to feel strange for a bit. You haven't been used to having a transition for about 30 years. But after a while, you will understand that all will be well when you pull up a chair to be the community you have always been. The table is about welcome and hospitality. It is about acceptance and nurture. It's about sharing and getting to know each other. So come willingly and often, and trust that Christ will always meet you at the table, because you are loved and you all belong. We're going to take a minute now, because you don't have a problem chatting with each other, but we're going to pass. I typed it as pass the peach, but it's pass the peace. It's only one letter off. So pass the peach, yeah.